Hey there, this is Kenneth Alan Morse. This is the Dumb Teacher Podcast. Today's guest is John Lee Dumas. You probably know him, have heard of him. Number one podcast in a lot of different ways, a lot of different areas, making more money than anyone out there. Just saw him on Creative Live with Alex Bloomberg and what he was doing with his podcast startup. Very cool. John has insight on some brands he likes, on his own brand, how he got where he is, why he does what he does, and gives away links to some free content. And I also have an affiliate link for his Podcaster's Paradise training on podcasting, no less. Thanks for listening. And here's John. Welcome to the show, John. It was great meeting you, first of all, at Podcast Movement in Dallas a while back. First of all, you know, a lot of people probably know you already, but tell us a little bit about your story and what led you to where you are right now.
So, Ken, I'm just a country boy from the state of Maine. Grew up for the first 18 years of my life. Went to college on an Army ROTC scholarship, which was a pretty cool way to spend your college time, training as a cadet and also having fun in college. It wasn't really the West Point lifestyle, which I'm glad of. And then I spent the next 4 years as an officer in the U.S. Army with a little 13-month tour of duty in Iraq. And at 26, I was all of a sudden a civilian, so I tried a bunch of different careers: law school, corporate finance, commercial real estate, residential real estate. Nothing clicked with me, Ken. It was just going from sad, depressing job to sad, depressing job. So I just kept quitting every single one of them until I finally did kind of find my swing, find that groove in podcasting. And back in 2012, I launched the first 7-day-a-week podcast that interviewed inspiring and successful entrepreneurs. We've been doing it daily ever since, and I just got done recording my 750th episode.
Wow, that's crazy. That's really unreal, because there's no one else. I mean, is there anyone who's kind of maybe done the same thing now, who's doing an everyday podcast?
You know, not that I know of. As far as interviewing inspiring and successful entrepreneurs, I don't know, but I do know it's quite the undertaking.
Yeah, I remember hearing about it in your earlier podcasts, like what you know, and with Pat Flynn too, he interviewed you a couple times, and how you grew and how you changed and how you developed actually your system. If you want to, some people might not know, so explain kind of how you're able to do, you know, I know you're not recording one every day. You have a system.
I am a batch kind of guy, and this is one of the things that I learned in the military that was really important to do, because Parkinson's Law states that tasks will expand to the time that you allot them. So I decided to only allot one day a week to do 8 interviews. So my Tuesdays, Ken, are my Entrepreneur on Fire interview days, where I do 8 back-to-back interviews throughout the course of the day. And I'll be straightforward, it's not the easiest day in the world. But because I can just bring my game face every single Tuesday, wake up, brush my teeth, get ready for 8 interviews, bring the motivation, bring the fire, by the end of that day, I am done all of my interviews plus one for the week, and it's a pretty great feeling.
That's awesome. So describe Entrepreneur on Fire. Like, what's your brand? What's your goal with everything here?
So Entrepreneur on Fire's goal in our specific tagline is to inspire millions. That was our goal from day one. And, you know, since then we have had over 10 million downloads. Just last month alone, we did 973,000 unique listens. So we're definitely moving towards that goal. And it's not just a direct inspiring of millions, but it's the ripple effect. It's having people like you, Ken, who are inspired by others to create your show. And now you're inspiring people that Entrepreneur on Fire would never reach, would never touch. And that ripple effect is massive, is huge. And I'm just excited to see it happening at places like Podcast Movement, where you can just see that, man, there is a huge passion for this medium, for this content production zone. And I just love where the direction in the future has taken us.
Oh, I agree. And I remember, I forget who it was, but in one of the sessions, it was one of the keynotes, I think, they mentioned
you know, who's here who was inspired by John Lee Dumas. And it was incredible. It was at like 95% people that raised their hand. And I too am one of those people. So yeah, thanks, Ken, what you've done. You bet.
Thank you.
So I have a feeling, and I know where you've gone, where you've been. What do you see even beyond what you're doing now? What's the future of Entrepreneur on Fire and John Lee Dumas?
So the future, I believe, is very bright because we have built this amazing community that we lovingly refer to as Fire Nation. And we are continuing to do one really valuable thing that I really stress any entrepreneur in any genre to do, and that's listen. Listen to your audience. Listen to your raving fans. Listen to your, you know, the people that don't even really like what you're doing. Just take it all in. Like, hear it. Process it. And then you're going to start to see trends that develop. And those trends are really going to start being flags for you to say, wow, maybe that's a scenario where I can create a solution for this common pain point, obstacle, struggle that all of these people seem to be having that they're sharing with me. Maybe now I can create that solution and offer it to them in the form of a product, a service, a coaching program, whatever it might be. And that's exactly what we've done thus far, Ken, with Podcasters Paradise. You know, I had no idea when I launched my podcast that I would ever create a community teaching people how to create, grow, and monetize their own podcasts. Now, here we are just a year after launching Podcasters Paradise with over 1,400 members, with over $1 million in revenue, with just growth that is going out the wazoo. And it's so inspiring to see. And I had no idea that was going to happen the day that I launched, but I listened. I created what my audience asked for, and that was the result. So I'm going to continue to do that. You know, we have a couple things right now in the oven that we're kind of cooking right now that's a direct result of listening to our audience, hearing their problems. And the rest of 2014, I can tell you, is going to be a little beehive of activity here in Entrepreneur on Firelands.
Excellent. Yeah, and I believe you kind of did a Tim Ferriss type of pre-launch to get – am I right? You said, you know, I want to create this if you want to get in, early bird special to see if it stuck, and it did. Is that what you did?
Ken, the biggest mistake that entrepreneurs can make is doing this whole process. Listening to your audience, that's the right thing to do. Or let me even back up one from there. Asking your audience, what are you struggling with?
Right.
And then listening to them. Those are two steps every entrepreneur needs to take. But then hearing what their pain points are and solutions is that next step that's going to happen. The fourth step is where so many entrepreneurs get it wrong. At this point, they think, okay, all of these people have told me that these are their problems, these are their struggles, these are their pain points. I'm now going to lock myself in a room and spend the next 2 months creating this product, and then I'm going to come out and I'm going to offer it to the world, and they're all going to scoop it up. Ken, people do not vote with their voices, with their words. They vote with their wallets only.
Yeah.
Yes, they're not going to be lying to you. They're not going to be purposefully deceiving you. Those probably are pain points. Those probably are obstacles that they're facing. But are they willing to pay for a solution? And the only way to test that theory, Ken, is to have a pre-sale launch. And to listen, be completely transparent about it. You don't try to fool anybody.
Right.
We made a big transparent webinar where we said, hey guys, you're telling us that you want to learn how to create, grow, and monetize a podcast. I know how to do that. I'm teaching people one-on-one right now, but I can only take 4 mentees on per month. That's just my bandwidth. But we can create all of the tools that you need, the tutorials, the community, the webinars that you need to make this happen. And you told us you want this, but in order for us to have proof of concepts, we're going to hold a early bird adopter special. You can get in now for a product that doesn't exist. This is exactly what it will exist. This is what it will look like and what it will contain when we do launch in 45 days, but we're not launching until 45 days. And guess what? We're not going to launch, period, unless right now we have enough early adopters say, right, I'm willing to pay for this. I'm willing to take money out of my wallet for something that doesn't exist because I want it that badly. And Ken, we had $7,000 in pre-sales.
Perfect.
On that live webinar. And we said, you know what? Proof of concept. Now we go create the products, create the tutorials, create the community. We open the door 45 days later And here we are $1 million in sales later, all because we proved the concept first.
That's awesome. It's incredible. And, you know, you said a number of, you have 1,400 people in Podcaster's Paradise, which isn't a lot, but it's a lot. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, people look at, when I think of like a lot, you know, big numbers, people go to, let's say, YouTube, and if it doesn't have 1 million views, it doesn't have a lot of views. But you have a very sustainable business with 1,500 people.
And that's why I'm a big believer. Listen, if you're going to build something, you know, build it to the way where you can justifiably charge a premium. It is $1,297 to gain lifetime access into Podcaster's Paradise. It doesn't take that many people to join at that price point to make it a very viable business.
Right.
And when you multiply $1,297 times 1,400, you understand why we've done more than $1 million in revenue.
Right. But people are happy paying that because they're getting value.
And community. I mean, exactly. The community exactly. Is part of that value.
Yep. What are some of your favorite brands, John? You know, some corporate brands or personal brands who you know, follow or items, you know, maybe like products that you like?
I love Google. I think Google's doing everything right. I love their model. I love the simplicity that they approach everything with. I love that they just kind of allow other people to develop and become best in brand and just say, hey, we would love to buy you. And they acquire them because they've developed a model where they just have so much cash in hand that they can do that. And I love that. You know, I love how Facebook is doing the same thing. A lot of people are negative about Facebook, and I understand why. But the reality is, listen, Facebook is out there to become a viable business. They're providing incredible value, and they are employing 30-plus thousand people. I think it's even more than that now. They are an incredibly positive impact on this country and really on this world, and for entrepreneurs that know how to leverage Facebook. So, you know, those are a couple of companies that I admire. I look at them as very forward-thinking companies. Another one is Amazon. I mean, Amazon just gets it. They know that I literally never want to leave my studio. I don't want to get into my car, drive to Walmart, park somewhere, walk into Walmart, go to try to find some product, wait in line, pay for it, drive back. I mean, that literally boggles my mind that I used to have to do that. Instead of just Amazon.com, type in exactly what I want, 2-day free shipping to my doorstep. Maybe I'm paying $1 or $2 premium. I don't care.
Right.
I want this delivered to my door so I can go create products and services that's going to take that $1 or $2 that I spent as a premium on that product and turn it into hundreds of thousands of dollars of products and services that I'm selling while I'm not having to do all that other wasteful thing.
Right.
All those wasteful things.
Exactly. People pay for convenience. There's no question. And they'll pay a premium. Amazon, I agree with you on all those three companies, all of them. They are forward thinking. And you probably saw a while ago, Amazon is looking into same day drone delivery.
Oh, I love it. I have a balcony that's like right over the ocean. And like, in my opinion, that's the perfect place for a drone delivery. It's like, you can just come on it. You can buzz in over the ocean and then they can just kind of drop right into my balcony, drop it off and take off and like, see ya.
There was a video that I think it was a beer company in Wisconsin actually that put a video online of a, like a 24 pack of beer getting delivered with a drone, and it made the news because the FAA shut them down because you can't right now you can't legally commercially use a drone because I suppose because the government wants their cut. That's probably my take on it.
Yep. So,
what motivates you, John? Why do you do what you do?
You know what motivates me? It's truly seeing others have the same satisfaction and happiness of creating something that they're passionate about. Because I've gotten there, Ken. Like I've made it through the murk, through the mud, you know, through the fear, through the terror. And I've gotten to a place now where Entrepreneur on Fire is a great established business that's generating a lot of income. Like I've got here and it feels amazing. And what motivates me is giving other people tools to do just that. And now, listen, I mean, this is the reality. And I am more aware of this than most people because I interview the most inspiring and successful entrepreneurs every single day of the week. And we always start with a failure story. So I am completely aware that, you know, I need to keep my eyes on the prize. I need to keep focus, and I need to continue to do the right things, because even everything that I built up could still be a house of cards, and I could be back in that mud, back in that dark place in the future. It's happened to countless entrepreneurs and will happen to countless more. But I'll tell you what excites me is that I know that no matter where I end up, I have the tools and the skill sets to pick myself back up and to start all over again. So what motivates me is to give people who haven't done that once or who maybe need that motivation to do it again the skills and the information and the knowledge necessary to do just that.
Excellent. Yeah, we all, I deal with it every day too, is it's fear.
Of course.
I think that's number one for a lot of people.
It is, you know, and that's the number one answer I get on my lightning round, Ken. What was holding you back from becoming an entrepreneur? And people say fear.
Yeah.
Fear of the unknown, fear of taking that leap. I woke up paralyzed with fear the day I was supposed to launch my podcast. Like, I remember it clearly.
And sometimes it's not just fear of failure, but fear of success. Like, there's that that weird dichotomy of those two conflictions in our mind, which are just, you know, our mind playing games with us.
Yeah, and there's a great book all on that by a past guest of Entrepreneur on Fire, T. Harv Eker, Secrets of the Millionaire Minds, where people sometimes are even more scared subconsciously of success than they even are of failure. And that's just, you know, the world that we live in.
Yeah. I know you do it on your show. I've been doing it on here. Do you have a quote, a favorite quote, or maybe something new that you've came across that you'd like to share?
So my quotes, words that I truly live by, is by the great late Albert Einstein, which is, try not to become a person of success, but rather become a person of value. And Ken, my 6 years in the civilian world before launching Entrepreneur on Fire were really marked by failure and quitting and unhappiness, because I was chasing that success. I was going after the money and law and finance and real estate.
Right.
And that kept leading to dead ends and to me getting burnt out because I was sprinting after success. And then I finally stepped back and realized, like, what am I doing? Like, it's time to become a person of value. And that's all Entrepreneur on Fire was for 6 months. It didn't generate a dime in revenue, but it built an audience. It hit the tipping point, and that value then did turn into success, but in a marathon, in a comfortable, steady, slow marathon. And that's why we're here just in year two of Entrepreneur on Fire, and our gross revenue was going to exceed $2.5 million.
Excellent. Great quote, and Einstein is one of my favorite people of all time. Anytime anyone asks, like, who, if you'd like to meet someone living or dead, Einstein's my guy.
Cool.
Now, I'm not sure, have you written a book yet about this whole process? Are you in the process of writing a book? Did I miss the note or what?
No, you haven't. I have written a book on podcasting, which is the number one ranked book in all of Amazon on that subject. It's called Podcast Launch, with over 300 five-star reviews, which any author knows is not easy to acquire. But I was able to acquire that by offering just incredible value. Like, it comes with 15 video tutorials. It's a really detailed work that I continuously update. But I haven't gone down and actually created a book on this topic specifically. And, you know, that's something that will come, but
now,
you know, go ahead.
Your book, is it a Kindle version? So the videos are right, like, links inside the book?
Exactly.
Perfect.
And the links will actually take you to a page on my site where all the videos are just listed out.
Awesome. So, and then on that note, that's kind of why I was going that way. Do you have a favorite book, maybe something different than you've already mentioned, or author who you love?
Yeah, there's just so many. I am a voracious reader, but there's two that I like to recommend to people who maybe are at the more beginning stages of entrepreneurship. And it's called, the first one's The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, which is a phenomenal book that leads perfectly into The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. And Darren Hardy is actually the mentee of Jeff Olson. And so Jeff Olson was Darren's mentor for a while and wrote this book that inspired Darren. And then Darren kind of took those principles to the next level. And those two books are just phenomenal reads where people can really realize it's the small things that you do every single day when you're starting off your entrepreneurial journey that lead to massive results down the road. You just have to do the small things right every day and just have faith that that compound effect will take hold.
Yeah, and I've noticed that a lot. I think more than any other, you know, different endeavor I've been in, this network and this connection in podcasting with other people who are so helpful and so, I mean, just caring, and they're so giving, and it's incredible. And I do definitely believe that, especially with the new advancements in technology, people are going to be listening to more podcasts because it's switching over in the same way that Netflix has switched movies. I think it's going to do the same for audio.
Totally agreed.
All right, John, I know we're coming about to the end here, so I'll just tell us where we can find you online, on Facebook and all that.
So, Ken, all the magic for us happens at eofire.com. I do have actually a gift for your listeners. We mentioned Podcast Launch, which is available in the Amazon store, but I'd prefer to give it to your listeners completely for free. No email opt-in, nothing. It's just waiting for them at eofire.com/gift. And also at eofire.com, we have a couple awesome free live workshops that we do every single week on podcasting and on webinars. Both are just packed of value, completely free. They're live, so I answer questions as well at the end, and we just have a blast.
Your webinars are awesome, and I look forward to the future of definitely joining up with Podcasters Paradise once I get this up and running. I'm still waiting on iTunes approval, so.
Well, we are excited to open the doors for you when the time is right, and it's been awesome chatting today.
Excellent. Hey, thanks a lot, John, and we'll see you again.
Thanks, Ken.
You have a great day. Hey, thanks for listening, you guys. That was really fun, wasn't it? Okay. I've got some audience members here listening. It's my daughter, Linnea, and my girlfriend, Adurne. Anyway, I'm going to be having Dave, the taxi guy from Sacramento, Taxi Dave. He was on Tosh.0. I want to have Tara Page on. Chris Ducker, I'm going to try to get on. The guy, someone from Breathometer. I don't know if you guys saw Shark Tank. It's breathalyzer, your smartphone and app you push into, you know, put into your phone, and breathalyzer, and I'm sure somehow I can maybe partner with them for the bar car, but that's a whole other story. So again, thanks for listening. I'll have an affiliate link for John's Podcaster's Paradise in the description, and have a great day, night, morning, workout, whatever, and waffles. Hey there, are you still there?
Waffles.
I've got people waiting for ice cream. And
waffles.
John, my daughter thinks you're cute.
Hey! No!